It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust has helped to transform a downtrodden section of downtown into a world-class cultural district. This revitalization through the arts has served as a national model for other cities. Joining us to discuss the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust and the cultural district is business contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to see you today, Paul. It's a beautiful kind of wintry day and the perfect day for the arts.
Sure.
Yes. Okay.
Just because it's winter and you want to go inside?
You want to go inside. You want to see exhibits. You want to listen to great music.
But you want to do
see
that
some
anytime,
great art.
Don't you?
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be snowing. So now, for those who may be new to the city of Pittsburgh, right, explain, just sort of give us the overview of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, okay, and what it does.
So the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust has overseen one of Pittsburgh's most historic transformations, turning a rather downtrodden area into a go-to destination for lovers of the arts, jazz, classical, for businesses, for residential units. The organization was founded in 1984, and it was a group of really creative people led by Jack Hines, who are committed to preserving the downtown as a core of our region. And it was this group, along with a group of Pittsburgh foundations, that led to the creation of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. And it's a nonprofit organization, and the mission is the cultural and economic revitalization of the arts and entertainment residential neighborhood called the Cultural District. So we have the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust and we have the Cultural District. And the Cultural District, Paul, is 14 square block area in downtown. And I found this to be really interesting. The Trust is an unusual 501c3. They're a nonprofit, but they're also an arts promotion. They do management. They partly do some real estate development. And so they really have a myriad role in all the things they do.
Well, it's a strong economic role, isn't it?
It's a huge economic role as well. And they play such an important role in this city.
So now you've lived here for a while.
I have.
I grew up here, left, came back. Yeah. And so I was really kind of hit over the head with the difference between the way that area, that 14-block area that you just described, used to be in downtown and the way it is now. Right. Now you go down there if you want to see the ballet, if you want to hear music, see cutting-edge theater, that's the place you go. Years ago, if you wanted to see Deep Throat, that's where you went.
That was the place to go.
That's literally what was going on down there.
That's what I understand.
Explain the transformation.
Yeah, I haven't been here for as long, but today the Cultural District area attracts over 2 million visitors a year, and the estimated economic impact is over $300 million. And recently the Atlantic magazine did an article about how impressive this effort was to really restore what was there and to really take what was there and take the historic districts and construct new performance venues and commission public art and develop unique parks and areas. And so what happened that was so different was that as opposed to knocking everything down and creating maybe just a huge space like an art center, we preserved the essence of what was Pittsburgh and brought in great people to really manage and take it to the next level. And that's what's so wonderful about this. Because you look at those buildings, Paul, you can't replicate some of the buildings now that have these artistic venues in them.
Well, it's beautiful now. And it took someone who had the vision,
yes,
to transform,
yes,
that area,
yeah,
which is what it sounds,
yeah,
like the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust.
Right.
Did. Now, what does the Cultural Trust do on a day-to-day basis? What are they tasked with?
Right. And let's just also mention that when you think of this district, you have the ballet operating there, the Pittsburgh CLO, the opera, the public theater, the symphony, the August Wilson. And that's just to name a few. Kappa High School is there. And there are so many other arts groups and artists as well. So on a day-to-day basis, the Trust is tasked with presenting high-quality performing arts and events, their arts events and visual art exhibitions. They provide comprehensive education and community engagement opportunities. They support and collaborate with cultural district resident companies and hundreds of art organizations and artists.
How important is that, the whole arts education, growing the arts in Pittsburgh, because if you're simply just shepherding shows in and out of the city,
yeah,
that may not necessarily create
right.
you something won't have that this, is sustainable,
yeah, sustainable
for the future.
Right.
So talk about this education.
Well, and aspect. The education part is really important, and you even see it with the Kappa High School, the Creative and Performing Arts High School, located right in the middle of all this, where the high school kids can go out, they can be part of all the arts organizations, they can take part in them, they can learn and mentor from the artists in all the different venues, and students from all the local public schools and all the, you know, certainly private schools and area schools can come down to this area. And so part of that attraction is bringing kids into this area and all the learning activities that are present. And the Cultural Trust works with so many resident companies, community organizations. They promote the cultural district. There are over 2,000 annual events and activities, and that's in a 14, you know, square block area. Think about that, Paul. It's really quite remarkable.
Well, and let's talk about and by the way, we're talking with Rebecca Harris. She's the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. So she knows business. She's our business contributor. So, you know, you may have all this great content, you know, happening in all these
right.
places in this area of downtown. But people have a lot of choices today, and there are becoming a lot of reasons for people to just stay in their house and watch TV.
Right.
There are more and more options, entertainment options at home.
Yes.
So talk about the business model and how you make this work from an economic standpoint.
Well, as you look at what the Cultural Trust has brought to the table, what they've done, the synergies between all these different organizations. You see, for example, the Backstage Bar. I mean, they are located next to the, if you haven't been there, the wonderful Agnes Katz Plaza.
There's, I have been
yes,
there.
Yes, and there's free jazz outside. So they capture people who are coming out of work in the afternoon, and then they bring people in later on to capture evening events. And so they're transitioning from people who are working into the evening hours. There are daytime events as well. So what they're trying to do is really capture the living community. And the fact that these venues are very accessible. You don't have to go into huge buildings. These are street venues. There's great parking available, and they're accessible. And then also think about the Allegheny Riverfront Park and something like the Wood Street Galleries. You can just walk into these places and be right there. And I think that's a part of this whole economic secret.
And how is our cultural district unique? I mean, more and more cities have this now. More and more cities are recognizing that, you know what, we just can't have a rundown area in the heart of downtown
right.
that's you know, propping up nothing but XXX movie theaters
right.
and other less savory activities.
Yes.
So how is our cultural district unique? What makes it different from the other cultural areas in the country?
Yeah. So the Pittsburgh Cultural District really worked hard to preserve its historical significance by leveraging the power of the arts to create an authentic destination, Paul. And I think that to me, as I read through all this literature, was really the key. So I feel like I'm going into authentic places. They simply could have created a box art center that they hoped would sort of bring life back to downtown and in that area. But I think when they looked at it and they decided, as opposed to raising everything, that they would revitalize it and take these areas and take what existed and really build upon it, that was really a unique concept. Plus the partners, from the foundations to the community partners to this whole economic engine that was spinning behind the scenes, it's really a win-win situation. And I think the benefit has been the public. I mean, we are blessed with so many opportunities to be part of the greater arts community.
Who invented that win-win situation?
I don't know. Let's get one of our listeners to tell us who.
Okay, look out the window right now.
Okay.
Can you see
can
you see out there?
I can, yeah.
Okay, what do you see? The snow is falling.
Yes, snow is falling.
As you said, it's a great day. So a great day to, you know, probably go indoors
right,
to do something.
Right.
So if you and I were to just like walk right out of the
head
studio
over
right
there
now,
right now.
Go over to the
right.
culture. What's going
what's
on
going
there
on? Okay.
Right now?
Right now. Okay, so what we can do right now, or pretty close to right now, My Fair Lady is coming to town at the O'Reilly Theater starting January 22nd. Wagner's Good Friday Spell is being presented by the Pittsburgh Symphony starting January 23rd. Reggie Watkins is being presented at the Backstage Bar at Theater Square by the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. And listen to this, Paul. Heinz Hall presents Gladys Knight and the Spinners. I'm just telling you.
I thought it was Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yeah,
is it
think
the Pips and the Spinners.
No, it's just the Spinners.
Okay.
So there you go. Along with so many different other opportunities, we have a bunch of them listed on your website.
Well, let's just take that midnight train to Georgia.
There you go.
Check it all.
We're all going to do that.
Rebecca Harris is our business contributor, and she is the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. As always, Rebecca, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And when the clock strikes 9 tonight, you will hear live coverage of President Obama's State of the Union speech. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.